Welcome to Off the Charts, the Horse Racing Stakes Picks podcast. This is episode 27, and I am your host, Dave Ginsburg, with expert horse player Steve Dughorn. How are you doing, Steve?
I'm doing really good, Dave. Doing this podcast a little later than usual here on Friday night, but yeah, I'm ready to go.
Had a business trip this week, so I just got back in tonight, so had to adjust our schedules here a little bit, but that's okay.
It's okay. It's good. Yeah.
Let's just get everything out of the way here. Make sure you're visiting our website at offthechartshorseracing.com. And at the top of the page, you find all the links. Apple Podcasts, subscribe via iTunes. You can subscribe with your favorite podcatcher with our RSS feed. Be sure to follow us on Twitter, offthechartshr, as Steve will post any late changes or maybe other picks he finds. For those of you on Google Android, you have the Google Music Play Store as there as well. And it's also we're on Stitcher. Take a listen to us on Stitcher Radio. So we're over at over 2,800 downloads. That's exciting. I'm seeing everybody seems to like to listen to our podcast after the fact to learn more things. And that's what's great about our podcast, because we have some great things to talk about beyond just the picks. So let's go over the agenda. We're going to review our pretty exciting week last week.
Great week. Yep, great week, Dave.
Amazing week. And we're also going to... you have another horse nugget segment that's going to be on Derby preps. There's a lot of stuff going on with Derby preps going on. It's a good topic to talk about. And then, of course, this week we got your graded stakes picks races. This week you've changed up a little bit. You got six graded races, and that's at Aqueduct and at Santa Anita. So, last week. Wow.
Yeah, Dave. So we were together for the wow.
Yes, we were.
Which was great. As you know, we handicapped the late pick three stakes races at Gulfstream last Saturday and had you played our top three picks in all three races in the pick three, you would have hit a $405 pick three for a buck. Yep. So that would have been a nice payoff. We had three of the three races. We had one top pick winner, which was actually the first race in the sequence. And that winner paid $13.20. Right. So it's not every day that you cash on a $13 horse. And then we had two top pick winners in the next two races. The next one paid $580. And then, of course, the big payoff of $38.40 by our number two selection, who moved up to our number two selection because of the scratch of free drop Billy on
Fountain Youth.
On the Fountain of Youth at Gulfstream in the last race. So and I should also mention, Dave, that for those listeners that did follow us on Twitter, I added Strike Power as our third selection. And indeed, our $38 horse came in first, and then Strike Power, who I added, came in second. And Good Magic, who was the prohibitive favorite, ran third, and somebody I know hit the exacta and the trifecta.
And the trifecta.
And based on those selections. So, all in all, Dave, it was really gratifying to be able to give the listeners a good Saturday of picks. And I did get a number of text messages from, friends and people I know who do listen to the podcast, and it sounds like they did pretty well. So that makes me happy. It makes me happy that I was able to cash a couple of nice tickets as well.
The pick four was the other one.
Yeah, we also had the pick four because we had played the maiden race prior to that to those stakes picks,
and that came in over $3,000.
Yeah, it was good. It was a good day.
Pretty amazing day.
And overall, Dave, 156 stakes races, handicap 66 top two pick winners, keeps us still in the neighborhood of 41% winning percentage just playing our top two picks to win. I think our ROI on betting top two picks last Saturday, was – I don't know what it was. I think if you had bet all of them $2 to win, that would have been a $12 investment over three races. We would have gotten back, I don't know, $58 or something like that. So it, just incredible ROI. But it's good. Feels good to be able to
it does.
To provide some value to the people that are listening. So, so yeah, hopefully we'll have some more luck this week.
Okay, continue on here. So, yep. Let's, move on after enjoying that. Let's move on to the next, this week's Horse Nugget segment. And, you want to talk about Derby preps. There's a lot going on right now. A lot of races out there that are preparation for the Kentucky Derby. In fact, last week's race that we won on, that was one of the Derby preps, and there's going to be continue on many more. So go ahead and give us some of your background understanding what Derby preps are.
So Dave, I did do a Horse Nugget segment on three-year-olds.
Right.
And so this is just, you know, this is just some additional stuff as I started to reflect on last weekend and the Derby preps that are coming up this weekend. You know, it's for me, it's really important to try to decipher what the trainer intent is for that given race. Yeah. I'm pretty sure that I mentioned in the podcast last week that I thought that Good Magic coming off that layoff was probably going to need a race, and I didn't think Chad Brown was going to, you know, ask that horse for all that that he had, because again, there's a bigger picture in mind for these horses. So a lot of times when you're handicapping these prep races, you got to really figure out whether they need points, because you know these races all have points attached to them, and the horses with the most points right prior to the Kentucky Derby fill the 20 post positions in the Derby. So you got to know how many points each horse has, whether they need points that given race or not. Certainly, I don't like playing those big, heavy favorites and those really good two-year-olds from last year in their first race off that long layoff, because I just don't think they're going to be pushing those horses hard. I mean, the worst thing that could happen is you get this horse that could be on the Derby trail and his first race off a, you know, 3-4 month layoff, this horse breaks down or, you know, right, pulls something. You know, there's a much, you know, much bigger prize in mind for these guys. And these top trainers like Baffert and Pletcher and even Dwayne Lucas, who won with that Bravazo at, right, at Oak Lawn in that prep that paid, you know, boxcar, you know, payoffs. You just got to keep an eye on what the trainer intent is in this given race. And actually, I'll make a few comments about that as I talk about the Derby prep that's being run at Santa Anita this Saturday. So, and the other thing is that, you know, there's, as these horses start to get in their three-year-old campaign, many of them have either only been sprinting, or if they've routed, it hasn't been, you know, very long routes, probably a mile. So it's good to use your Tomlinson figures as these horses start to stretch out, start to go around two turns. It's good to look at the breeding and note whether the horses, at least the horse's sire, especially if the horse's sire was on the Derby trail. In fact, Dave, I think I remember you mentioning Shackleford right on the podcast last week, and right, and the horse that we caught that paid $38 was the horse that you had mentioned that on. And that was a good observation, because Shackleford was a horse that was on the Derby trail when he was 3 years old and, you know, was very competitive as a 3 year old. So, right, you know, those things look to be important. The one other thing I wanted to mention is that as you start to identify the horses and start to thinking about the horses that that you might consider in the Derby, I'm going to tell you, Dave, it's around this time of year that I start to get some ideas in my head based on what I've been watching, what I've been seeing. Mm-hmm. And then I start to track two or three horses that show that burst that I like, that burst of speed that, you know, that can run that eighth of a mile or quarter of a mile in a quick pace. So for me, Dave, as I start to try to find what my Derby selection is going to be, I start now. I start thinking about it now. I start looking at it now. I start trying to follow horses that I think are going to be, that are coming up to that race, in the right form, you know, handled by the right kind of trainer. Mm-hmm. So those are just some things I wanted to mention about the Derby preps, Dave.
All right. Great. Yeah. Good segment. Good information, that everybody should, take some value to understanding that. So, all right, let's move on. We'll go to the stakes horses, stakes races for this week. As I said, we got six races. Two of them we're going to start off here at Aqueduct. This is going to be we'll flip our program over here and move up to the ninth race. Ninth race will be a daily double. So you got the ninth and tenth you've picked here. So let's start with the ninth race, your first leg of your daily double. That's going to be six furlongs. It's a grade three race. It's the 43rd running of the Tom Fool Handicap. It's a purse of $200,000, and it's for four-year-olds on upward. And let's get your picks.
Okay, Dave, so I've got six races to pick here, so I'll just get right to it.
Yep.
Our top selection in this ninth race, Dave, is going to be the two-horse Classy Class. Classy Class is trained by Kieran McLaughlin, ridden by Joe Rocco. A couple things I've noted here. Pretty nice record at Aqueduct, five starts, a win, 2 seconds, and a third in those five starts. Produced 100 buyer speed figure. This horse is third off the layoff. This is one of those horses that has had the lead in the two races off of that layoff, and then kind of came up short, but came up short at a mile. So now this horse is cutting back from route to sprint. McLaughlin doesn't have great stats going route to sprint, but what's more important to me is the move this horse has made the last two times that got the lead. And I think this cutback and distance third off the layoff, I think this horse is just in a perfect, loves this track.
Yep.
I just think this horse is in a perfect position to potentially win the race. So let's make the two horse, Dave, Classy Class, our top selection.
Okay.
Our second selection, Dave, is going to be the five horse. The five horse, excuse me, is trained by Michelle Nevin, ridden by Trevor McCarthy, 9-2 in the morning line. Some things I like here: four races at Aqueduct, three wins, produced a 101 buyer speed figure. If people have been listening to the podcast, they would know how much I like Michelle Nevin as a trainer. She's put seven horses in graded stakes races in the last year and is at 43%. So what is that? Like, it looks like she's hit three out of seven, right, with horses she's put in stakes races. So she doesn't put too many in. You know, my concern is that Dylan Davis isn't back on this horse, and Davis is, having a phenomenal meet at Aqueduct. He's actually on another horse in this race, but McCarthy is a good jockey. This horse is second off a layoff, four-year-old, another nice scenario that I like here. So, Dave, let's make the five horse our second selection here. And our third selection in this race, and I think our track notes here are not correct. They aren't, Dave. So my third selection in this race is going to be the nine horse. The nine horse is Favorite Tail. Guadalupe Preciado is the trainer. Kendrick Carmouche is the jockey. Great speed jockey, right? I mean, we've watched him race at Saratoga and other places. He really likes to gun them out of the starting gate. This horse is loaded with speed. He has a great outside post position. We get 6-1. Look at that record at this distance: 19 starts, 7 wins, 5 seconds, 3 thirds. So 15 out of 19 in the money, yep, producing a 106 buyer speed figure. So this is a pure sprinter who's getting a speedball jockey on him. So who knows? This horse may get out there and wire the field. So let's make race nine, Dave, our selections, the two, the five, and the nine.
Okay, and we'll go to the 10th race, which will be the second leg of the daily double. This is a 1 mile. It's the grade three running of the Gotham. This is a big race. Purse is $300,000, and it's for three-year-olds. This is pretty considered a derby prop, is it not?
It is. It is. And our top pick, Scratch, is from Gulfstream last week, is actually in this race. But I'm not picking him on top. I am going to pick the nine horse, Enticed, another Kieran McLaughlin trained horse. Junior Alvarado is the jockey. Yep. So if we hit this double McLaughlin, we'll have both ends of it in terms of our top picks. This horse beaten favorite the last time, Dave, in a race that free drop Billy was in the Holy Bull, yep, at Gulfstream. So second off a layoff, certainly was, you know, pretty impressive horse last year as a 2 year old. I like McLaughlin second off a layoff. I like McLaughlin as horses start to get races under their belt. So again, for me, Kieran McLaughlin's horses seem to get better as they race. So this is this horse's fifth lifetime start. As I said, beaten favorite the last time, second off a layoff. Let's make Enticed the 9 horse at 7-2, our top selection. Okay. And then let's go to our horse, the 6 horse, Dave, free drop Billy. Roman's trains. Dylan Davis is the jockey. This horse is 9-5, yeah, in the morning line. So I, even though I like this horse, and if you remember last week, I really liked the burst that this horse showed on that race at Keeneland on October 7th. I thought that was a really powerful move when I saw it. This horse is also second off a layoff, coming out of that same race as our top pick. You know, Roman seems to have, you know, have it going on right now, having hit that rate, you know, scratching free drop Billy out of that race. Yeah. So his $38 horse could win. So
we talked about that. This was,
yeah, kind I'm sure he knew something.
Something was up.
Yep. So, you know, I think we need to put free drop Billy in here, and it wouldn't surprise me if the horse won, Dave. So let's make the 6 horse free drop Billy our second selection. And our third and final selection, Dave, is going to be the 1 horse Dial Operator. Jason Service is the trainer. Trevor McCarthy is the jockey. This horse 10-1 in the morning line, Dave. Yeah. You know, this horse has been sprinting. Has, you know, one, you know, relatively easy one at Monmouth, one at Laurel, both sprinting. You know, wasn't beating any world beaters in those races, but Service is pretty good going sprint the route, Dave. 39% when he stretches these horses out. Yeah. And if you recall, when my horse was in the graded stakes race at Aqueduct, it was a Jason Service horse stretching out from sprint to route that won that that grade 3 race that my horse was in. So, you know, and it was his horse was running from the rail. So kind of zoomed in on this horse is probably the horse I probably should not get beat by this guy again, include in our 3 picks, Dave. So at Aqueduct's race 10, Dave, let's make our selections the 9, the 6, and the 1.
Okay. And that one, so that, again, I said that would be the second leg of the daily double. Let's hope we can hit that daily double, that those 2 races. So let's move on to Santa Anita. I flipped the programs over. We're going to go over, and we also have another gimmick we're going to give you, the pick 3.
Yeah, we are.
This is going to start with the 4th race. The 4th race is 7 furlongs. It's a grade 1, which is the 67th running of the Triple Bend. It's a $400,000, and it's 4-year-olds on upward. Go ahead and give us your picks.
Yeah, so nice purse, right?
Yeah,
really nice. That's great. So our top selection here, Dave's going to be the 3 horse. The 3 horses, Giant Expectations, Peter Urton trains, Corey Nakatani's the jockey. This horse is 3rd off a layoff, may have bounced the last time, right? Produced that 106 on December 26th and then came back on the 27th and bounced 15 points, right? Produced a 91 buyer speed figure. So, and you know, switch surfaces, went from Santa Anita to Gulfstream to run the Pegasus against Gunrunner.
Right.
And, you know, showed a little early speed from an outside post. So that was kind of interesting. But, you know, I like that this horse came back to Santa Anita, put some nice workouts in, finished up with a bullet the other day. I love Gary Stevens, but I'm never going to say that it, you know, that it's not a good jockey change when you get to Corey Nakatani. The guy's been a money jockey for me over the years. So, and this horse is cross-entered for the later race at Santa Anita. So if this horse goes in this race, this will be my top selection, Dave, the 3 horse, Giant Expectations. I call it saying Great Expectations. I think I said that earlier today too.
Which horse, which race is he in for the cross race?
Yeah, I believe it's the last race.
Okay, yeah, because I didn't see it in the program here. That's why I was like,
yeah, I'll refer to it because I have it as my 3rd selection in the big race.
Okay,
into Santa Anita. So, So our selections, Dave, in race four at San Antonio are 365.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So we will move on to the second leg, which will be the fifth race.
And correct.
Flip our pages over here.
Yep.
The fifth race is the second leg of the pick three. And this is another grade one. It's a 1 mile. It's on the turf. It's the 18th running of the Frank E. Kilroy. It's a $400,000 purse as well. Four-year-olds on upward. Go ahead and get your picks.
Yeah, so our top selection in this fifth race, Dave, is going to be the seven-horse Om. Om is trained by Dan Hendricks, ridden by Mike Smith.
First time?
Yeah, first time Mike Smith, but Pratt's on another horse in this race. So so it makes sense. I mean, this is obviously a nice positive jockey change, though Pratt's having a really good meet out there. Yep. A few things circled here, Dave. Nice turf record at Santa Anita, 11 starts, 4 wins, 3 seconds, 2/3. Yep. Got a big lead last time out on the turf and kind of wired the field. We had Bowie's Hero as our top selection. I remember that.
Yep.
And we could not get past this thing in the lane. really it's the only race where this horse has really shown a wire to wire or speed. And going post to post in terms of past performances. But if this horse decides to use those same tactics, I'm not sure you can get a better front end jockey than Mike Smith. So so let's make the 7 horse at 5-1, Dave, our top selection in this race. Our second selection is the horse that that Flavian Pratt will be on, and that's the 5 World Approval Mark Cassie Trains. As I said, Flavian Pratt is the jockey. Yep. This horse is 4-5 in the morning line, Dave. Yeah. And, this horse is a world beater. This horse won the Breeders' Cup mile on Breeders' Cup Day, came off the layoff, won that race at Tampa, and, got the Tampa shipper angle in here. but again, not a lot of horses are able to make that transition from East Coast to West Coast. I think Cassie's got pretty average stats in making that move. And, if this horse produces its best effort, it's going to win, but, I'm not interested in 4-5. So,
nope.
Let's make the 5 Horse World Approval our second selection. And our third and final selection, Dave, will be the 2 horse Bowie's Hero. Bowie's Hero, is second off a layoff. Nakatani gets back on again for Phil D'Amato. This was the horse we had as our top pick. Couldn't go by Om in that race on the 10th of February at Santa Anita. But the price is better this time at 6-1. And I would be sick if I didn't pick this horse in our top three and it won. So let's make Bowie's Hero our third selection, Dave. So our picks in Santa Anita's fifth race are the 7, 5, and 2.
Okay, and then we'll go to the third leg of the pick three. This is the sixth race. This is a 1 mile and 1/16. This is a grade two. It's the 81st running of the San Felipe. It's $400,000 for 3-year-olds. And let's get your picks on this.
Yeah, so this is a Derby prep.
Yep.
And a lot of the things that I mentioned in my Derby prep talk, I've put into play here. Our top selection, Dave, is going to be the 8 horse. The 8 horse is Kentheka. Kentheka is 4-1 morning line. Jerry Hollendorfer trains. Flavian Pratt's the jockey. You and I watched this race this last time, and what an explosive move this horse made. Wow.
Insane.
And so, what was that? That's a 21-point increase in the buyer speed figure. From its last race at Santa Anita where he broke his maiden. That was an awfully impressive race. This is one of those horses I have my eye on right now that has that burst that I like. Mm-hmm. Hollendorfer's got a little catching up to do here with this horse because his horse is lightly raced. So unlike some of the other Derby contenders that have proven themselves and have had some lifetime races. This is like one of those horses where I really see Hollendorfer kind of still going for it, right? This is not going to be, let's get this horse groomed for the Derby. This is going to be, can this horse run in the Derby? So it's a different scenario. So again, I just see trainer intent here. I don't see Hollendorfer taking his foot off the gas with this thing. I think, this horse is going to be trying 2 turns for the first time. So, obviously that's risky. Right. But But in terms of the value that might be available in this race, Dave, I think, you know, at 4-1 or something in the neighborhood, I think this horse is worth it. So let's make the 8-horse Ken Thek our top pick.
Okay.
Our second selection and third selection will be the obvious ones. So let's make the 1-horse Bolt de Oro our second selection. Mick Ruiz trains. He's put Javier Castellano on. I read where he has taken Nakatani off this horse, and Castellano came all the way out from Florida to ride in this race. Yep. On some really nice looking bullet workouts there. You know, this horse was disappointing the Breeders' Cup Juvenile, but I don't hold that against this horse based on how quirky I thought that track was on Breeders' Cup Day.
Right.
But again, this horse has a bigger picture in mind, right? And so are we going to see the best of Bolt de Oro tomorrow? I don't know. Maybe. But I like to bet against these kind because I got to think these trainers are just trying to get a nice race under the belt, and they're not going to – they don't have these things cranked to the max. And I have the same comment about our third selection, who's the 4-horse McKinsey, Baffert trains, Smitty yep. rides. I don't really need to repeat the Smitty Baffert stats. You always chuckle when I say that.
I know, because it's just
it's never, borderline ridiculous.
It is. Yeah. But they just they're 1-2 punch.
It really is. But again, here's a really nice animal that I really – you know, that Baffert is, I'm sure, pointing towards the Triple Crown races. And though Bob does really well off layoffs, I could see them not going all out. You know, a lot of times Smitty likes to figure these horses out, try a different strategy, different style sometimes on horses like this that they know that they're getting ready for the Derby. So and I haven't been awfully – I haven't been as impressed with McKinsey as I have been with Bolt de Oro. So yep. at 8-5, I'm not interested in making this horse our top selection, Dave. So sure. So in this sixth race, in this Kentucky Derby prep race, Dave, our selections are the 8, the 1, and the 4.
Okay. And then that should wrap up your pick 3 for those three races. We'll move Correct. All the way down to the big race of the day on the 10th race at Santa Anita. That this is a mile and a fourth. It's the grade 1 81st running of the Santa Anita handicap. And that's a purse of $600,000, 4-year-olds and upward. And let's get your picks.
Yep. Grade 1. So yep.
Big race.
It's a big deal. So my top selection in this race, Dave, is a comeback horse for us.
Yep, remember that horse?
My top selection is going to be the 8-horse, Mub Dahij. And Tim, if you're listening, you remember the last time I gave this horse out as a winner in that race off the layoff at coming from Maidan and that race at Santa Anita where it produced that 102 buyer speed figure and. And you and I actually communicated back and forth about how much talent we thought this horse had and how this horse it was. But this horse is a really quirky horse. So kind of like the jockey change from Drayton Van Dyke to Mike Smith, veteran yeah. Mike Smith, second off a layoff. And Bob does something interesting here. He takes blinkers off this horse. This horse has had blinkers on the last 4 times. And now Bob trying to give this horse a little bit of a wake up, a little bit of a change by taking the blinkers off. And the price is right. So let's put Mub Dahij, the 8-horse, as our top selection in this 10th race at Santa Anita.
Okay.
Let's go all the way to the rail, Dave, for our second selection, top of the game. Trained by Vladimir Sarin, Kent DeSormo is the jockey. 10-1 the morning line, drew the rail. I don't see a lot of speed in this race, Dave. It would not surprise me one iota that Kent guesses this thing from the rail and tries to steal this race. Horse is a little bit short on class, but it's lightly raced, right? Loves the Santa Anita racetrack. 5 starts, 4 wins, and a 104 buyer speed figure, and we're getting 10-1, Dave. So let's make the 1-horse top of the game our second selection. And then our third selection, Dave, is Giant Expectations, who has been cross-entered, as I imagine. So they'll declare
– Which race?
They may have declared already which race this horse is going to race in. But if this horse stays in this race – Giant Expectations is our third pick, and all the things I said before. Third off the layoff, probably bounced the last time. Jockey changed to Nakatani. You know, I need to make sure I include this horse in our picks. So in Santa Anita's 10th race tomorrow, Dave, our selections are the 8, the 1, and the 4.
All right. And let's make sure there's no confusion between that 10th race and the 4th, right? Oh, no, it was the 4th race between Giant Expectation. You said what's the number horse was going to be in the 4th?
So I made it up. I believe, and let me just scroll back, Dave, and make sure. And I
just want to make sure anybody.
I don't want any confusion either.
Right.
So in the 4th race, our top selection is Giant Expectations, the 3 horse.
Okay. So then
the same horse.
Same horse.
Cross entered. Trainers can do that. Trainers can enter their horses in 2 stakes races in the same day and declare that morning where they want to put them. Now, I think Giant Expectations has a much better shot at winning the 4th race than the big one, but I don't think he's in over his head in the big one. I just think that the 4th race is probably a better spot. So, you can see now that the horse is entered in both places.
Great. All right. Well, we wrap this up. Again, make sure you go to our website, offthechartshorseracing.com. There you find all our links. I'll tell you, it's at the beginning of the show. Take a listen. Download our podcast. Everybody's been listening, and we love it. And then, of course, follow us on Twitter. And there's where Twitter will pay it off. I guess Steve will make sure that we tweet out which race the Giant Expectation does race in and Off the Charts HR. That also includes any race day changes or other picks and any podcast updates. So we'll make sure we let you guys know before tomorrow, or actually tomorrow at some point.
Yeah.
When you tweet it out. So that's why it pays to follow us, Off the Charts HR. As I said, make sure you subscribe. If you have any questions, if you want to send us an email, you're more than welcome to do that. Questions@offthechartshorseracing.com. With that, did you have any more closing comments before we wrap it up?
No, Dave. The only thing is I don't tweet often, but when I do, it's paid. I think I tweeted the most over that Thanksgiving holiday break, and yep. I don't know what I gave the listeners or the people that went to Twitter, but I gave multiple winners on that Thursday and Friday.
Yep.
I had mentioned to you when we were at the OTB on Saturday that, I thought I would add strike power, and you said, well, make sure you tweet it out. And I'm like, oh yeah, I need to do that. So I did.
Can I remind you?
As we were sitting there. So,
hey, well, that happened. I ended up forgetting to play it after when the two scratch, and then look what happened. I ended up cashing in an exacta and a trifecta. So like I said, it pays to follow us on Twitter, and you'll find out more information.
It does.
So
it does.
Yep. And so hopefully we have some great winners for you this week. With that, we'll wrap it up. Thanks for joining us. Good luck and good racing.